number C, which is general discussion. Does anybody have any general discussion items?
Anything on legislature, Joe? To catch us up, we've been getting emails.
Oh, Commissioner Thorburn, sort of more of the same. Some of the bills are moving. We're still struggling with the rec fee bill. The director actually, as we speak, is over meeting with Senator Ranker, Senator Rolfes, and Senator Taco. We've got other meetings this afternoon with Senator Braun on the Columbia River policy. So we're, a lot of back and forth discussions, but nothing radically different than what you've seen in the last report.
Thank you.
So what's the latest on the Columbia River?
Let's see. The Commissioner Carpenter, you know better than I.
On Monday of this week, there was a meeting down in Portland at the Embassy Suites as part of the Pacific Salmon Commission meeting, because most everyone was there. Again, I couldn't attend because of my wife's illness, so I called in. So the meeting was... the three people in meeting in person were Commissioner Unsworth, Director Unsworth, Director Melcher from Oregon, and Mike Finley, the chair of the Oregon Commission. And I was on the call, and we discussed for an hour and a half what we had done, what Oregon had done, and where we stood currently, and including the letter from the Oregon governor to Chair Finley. And nothing was, certainly nothing was finalized. It was a general discussion, but the message delivered to Oregon by commission, by myself, and certainly by Director Unsworth, is that our policy stands. We believe we did the right thing, and I think Oregon has some soul-searching to do to try and reconcile where they are. So that's, I guess it's a work in progress, but that's where we are currently.
Thanks. Thank you.
Okay. Any other general
this
discussion
is Commissioner,
for today?
Go ahead.
No, is this Jay?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
This is Commissioner Caney, and I just wanted to quickly highlight, I know Larry and Dave could not be at the last commission meeting, and a point of discussion I had in the general discussion was just for some clarification going into the future on some of the issues like the Columbia River policy or Grays Harbor policy or any of those, that we really pay attention to the format of the schedule and make sure we allow enough time for thorough discussions of ideas that may have been vetted out in different committees but are coming to the commission, the day of the vote. I felt a little rushed during that, the decisions on Grays Harbor. But seeing the material on the screen, I was able to get through it and felt confident in the vote I made. But I think in the future, I think it would be good for our whole processes to make sure we allow at least an hour or 45 minutes thereabouts that doesn't include public testimony time, so we allow the public testimony. We are going to reserve for some of those bigger decisions enough time to thoroughly vet anything that's coming before us for the first time and or that we have, other ideas or, something may have come out of public testimony that could shape that. So that was just a suggestion which kind of went along with that particular day's activities. I felt good about how, in the end, I could read the material and make a decision and vote, but I don't know that we allowed tons of time for a complete commission discussion after what came out of committee came to us. So that's just a suggestion. I think that can easily be done with scheduling, so that we, some of those things that we know there's going to be 100 people in the audience, so we want to allow them time to speak, that we clear the deck of any other items on the agenda and make sure we allow 45 minutes. If there's 100 people and they each get 3 minutes and we're 2 hours late, oh well, we still need that time to discuss openly and in front of people what we're about to vote on. And if it doesn't take that long, that's fine, too. We go home earlier. But just my suggestion.
Thank you, Commissioner Keeney.
This is Commissioner Graybill. Commissioner Keeney and I have discussed this before, and it can be frustrating to commission members that haven't served on a particular committee, whether it's wildlife or enforcement or fish, to be fully briefed and so they feel comfortable with the process and the salient points of discussion around a particular issue or policy measure. And I agree with him that we should make time for commissioners to make inquiries of other members that have been more involved in the process so that they feel comfortable with the decisions they have to make. And I think what you're saying, Jay, is just to allow before the vote on a decision that there's adequate time to discuss that among the commission members. I agree with that.
Any other comments?
Could I clarify? I think I misheard something. Commissioner Keeney, were you? I thought you were referring to Graves Harbor decision at the last meeting, and I don't recall that there was a decision. Were you? Could you repeat that, please? I think I misheard you.
As we voted at the last meeting on the different alternatives, those alternatives were laid in front of us, you know, along the way. But the final alternative that
Columbia
I
believe... River? Are you talking about the Columbia River or Grace Harbor?
Last meeting. This last meeting in Vancouver.
Columbia River.
Yeah.
Oh, in the Columbia River. Okay, meeting was in Olympia, and we did discuss Grace Harbor, but it was just a briefing and a public hearing.
Correct, I'm sorry. I was referring to Columbia River.
I thought you said Grace Harbor decision. And we.
I might have, but I was referring to the Vancouver meeting in the Columbia River.
I didn't want to continue to be confused, so I just needed some clarification. You were talking about the Columbia River decision in Vancouver.
Sorry, I misspoke.
Okay. I might have misheard. But
thank you for clarifying that.
I'm clear, and I agree completely that enough time needs to be spent making it clear to everyone who has a vote what the arguments on all sides are. So I agree. Yes.
Yeah, and I think I combined the two, but I also felt at the end of the Grays Harbor briefing a little bit as if we need to look at adaptive management in all these policies, and we state that when we make the policy. At the time of the year when it comes for our briefing on that particular policy, it's as if it's over. There's no more discussion to occur. And so I also feel on policies of that importance that at some point maybe that should be brought back onto an agenda to see if there is any discussion on the briefing. If there's any points that need to be further looked at, if we need to direct staff to look at other items. And again, it's almost a scheduling item that at the end of the briefing, we have certainly, we're given time to ask any questions, but you've just been hit with the information. Sometimes the questions haven't formulated, and, you know, there should be almost a follow-up on these big-ticket policies where at the next meeting possibly or in a teleconference, then we then further discuss that briefing. Does anyone think there's any need to implement any type of adaptive management? That's where I got the two mixed up. Sorry.
Okay, and I agree with that, too. I think you're right on target there that each one of these fishery management policies and its implementation is complex and require a long education process, continual updating and clarification of the basics. So I absolutely agree with you. We should schedule on a regular basis for everybody to get up to speed.
Very good. Any other general discussion items for today's call?
Larry, I have one.
Yes.
The meeting with the governor has been moved to March 16th rather than the 21st. So it's the day before our regular meeting here in Olympia at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well done. Thank you.
I will not be able to attend that.
Yes.
This is Commissioner Kane.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other discussion items for today? We'll get on with our Friday. This it is now 9:03 a.m. on the 17th of February 2017, and this conference call stands adjourned.